Hello, it's the 17th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A number of previous altercations between two 16-year-old boys led to a fatal revenge stabbing, a court heard yesterday. On the 8th of June, around 3:30pm, Humza Hussein was stabbed three times outside Chorney School for Boys on a busy Luton street. Humza later died of his injuries. Richard Wright, prosecutor of the case, stated, "They were devastating and ultimately invisible injuries. The defendant was using a large, savage-looking knife. The perpetrator, who cannot be named, carried out the reprisal after receiving a bloody nose in a previous fight with the deceased. Further runnings between the two led to the fatal stabbing." While insurance checks were carried out along the M1 by the Regional Roads Policing Unit, one motorist first attempted to evade the check due to having no insurance, then tried to take out a policy while talking to the police to pass it off as proof of existing insurance. His car was promptly seized. Bedford's own Hogwarts, also known as the Bedford Sixth Form on Bromham Road, has received £3.3 million from the government for necessary upgrades. The school, which is part of the Bedford College Group, opened 7 years ago and caters for those over the age of 16, preparing them for university or employment with diploma and A-level courses. When 24-year-old Bedford resident Thomas Mikulauskas left his job at UPVC Windows, he had no idea he was about to become the next TikTok sensation. The life-changing success of his stop-motion videos have thus far racked up close to 1.5 billion views. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.